Hello and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and every Monday I'm joined by guests for expert interviews, and every Wednesday you just get me talking about either something that's come out of one of the interviews or something that's come up with me through the week that I simply want to explore a little bit more. And today I want to talk about what I'm going to call the really simple, stupid rules of digital marketing. And I'm doing that because again and again, people ask me questions which tell me very clearly they don't understand these basic rules. And these basic rules are so basic, they're stupid. But they really help you get some orientation around how to make your own decisions about what to do next in digital marketing. So I want to try and put you in control of things a little bit. There are a lot of people with a vested interest in making digital marketing as complicated as possible. The more complicated the problem seems to be, the more they can charge for fixing it. So as an industry, marketing people benefit from making things complicated. Every day, I'm asked things like, should I do search engine marketing? Should I use LinkedIn? I've been told I should use Facebook ads. Someone said I should use MailChimp. I think I should rebrand. What do you think? I'm rebuilding my website because I'm not getting enough leads. Is that a good idea? These are all good questions, but it's what comes next which causes business owners problems. Eventually, the person who's asking these questions is going to end up on the phone with somebody who provides those services. And what do you think is going to happen next? I'll explain. A business owner. Should I advertise? Facebook ad manager? Hell yes. Business owner. Should I be on LinkedIn? LinkedIn trainer? Duh. Business owner. Should I get a new website? Web designer? How deep are your pockets? I could go on and on, but you get the point. We trust experts to help guide us, but the complexity of digital marketing and the diversity of skills required means that most of the time, people operate in specialist silos and in niche agencies. This leaves the business owner quite vulnerable and often exposed to very heavily biased advice. It's biased for commercial reasons and also because of the specialist's narrow, albeit deeply focused, knowledge. There will be two kinds of people reading this. There will be client side, and these are the business owners or those responsible for a business's marketing, and there will be agency side, or service providers. So a word to you on the agency side, I'm not having a pop at you. This episode is for you as well. I work with a lot of agencies around the world to help them implement the crazy simple formula, which I'll go through in a moment. What I'd like to offer is a simple formula that anyone can understand. It's the formula I turn to with every client every day. It drives every project and every conversation. It's the compass which drives strategy and delivers reliable, predictable results. I do have a complicated version of this, but that's a whole different thing. So, the stupid, simple digital marketing framework. It goes like this. You might need to write it down. Traffic plus conversion equals money. So I'll say that again. Traffic or audience plus conversion leading to sales equals money. And that's something everyone can understand. But interestingly, most businesses I work with have the whole thing completely out of balance because they don't know about this simple formula. They try to fix every problem with more traffic. Traffic is great, but if nobody's converting, then what's the point of more traffic? It's a little bit like trying to shoot water through a keyhole with a water gun. Not much goes through. And using a fire hose will improve things a bit, but if you really want results, you need to open the door. Conversion tactics focus on improving the rate at which traffic converts, or it opens the door. So let's explore some marketing tactics on each side of this equation, and it'll help make things a little clearer. So first of all, traffic, or audience. The traffic side of the equation is actually fairly obvious. That's why people focus on it so much. It includes things like search engine optimization, advertising, videos through YouTube, blogging, PR, and social networking, among other things. This side of the equation is about discoverability. It's about getting eyeballs, connections, visitors, and attention. So the conversion side of the equation, this is about the results. If traffic is about the first encounter, then conversion is about the relationship. The impulse which led to someone stepping into your world will not likely have them reaching for their wallet right away. Every website visitor or social contact will be on a sliding scale of need for the value you're offering. The important thing to remember is that the scale slides, all the time. Things which impact conversion rate are design, brand, trust, lead magnets, relationship building, opportunity. I know that all sounds quite soft, but it's why tactics like funnels, email marketing, remarketing ads, email list building and marketing work so well. Using a simple blend of technology, tactics and simple psychology, you can quickly bring the conversion side of the equation into balance. Understanding this equation is important for business owners. It puts them in control, gives them a way to start weighing up where they should be investing time and money. If you come from a traditional advertising background, then it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that all that matters are eyeballs. And if those eyeballs are targeted, oh my God, mission accomplished. With digital, that approach is just plain weak. But as so many traditional agencies jump on the digital bandwagon, it's also become pretty standard. I hope this helps. If it's something which you found useful, then I've put together a simple PDF checklist of things for you to consider on both sides of the equation. It's a kind of self-assessment or a roadmap which you can use to work through your own situation. I hope you find this useful. So, understanding the balance of conversion and traffic is very important. The traffic plus conversion equals money formula, again, it is ridiculously simple to the point where it seems stupid. But a lot of people don't pay it any regard. Like I said before, they spend so much time on the traffic side of the equation that they fail to look at conversion. And you should never try to fix a traffic problem with conversion, and you should never try and fix a conversion problem, which is more often the point, with more traffic. So, have a look at your Google Analytics on the website. Find out how much traffic do you get. How many inquiries do you get? I'm willing to bet you don't have a traffic problem, you have a conversion problem. But that's just a guess. My name is Bob Gentle. You've been listening to the Amplify podcast. If you enjoyed this show, I would love for you to subscribe. You'll find a link in the show notes to the Facebook group, which I would love for you to join. And I'll hopefully see you again on Monday when we have another guest interview.